الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر: أنت صاحبي في الغار وصاحبي على الحوز. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي بكر: أنت عتيق الله من النار. وقال سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه: أبو بكر سيدنا وخيرنا وحبنا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, beloved elders in Islam, the matters of belief in Aqeedah are very fundamental in Islam, and that is why we should ensure that at all times we hold the right beliefs, the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And it is this belief that motivates a person, the driving force for a person to carry out action. We had mentioned last week some facts about the Shia group, try to identify them and their beliefs, and to conscientize ourselves that we ought to distance ourselves and be far, far away from their beliefs. And not only should we disassociate with them, but when we hear people reviling, trying to disgrace and belittle the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should send the curses of Allah upon them. In the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: إذا رأيتم الذين يسدون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم. When you see the people reviling the Sahaba and my companions, then say, the curse of Allah be upon you, upon the most evil upon you. So this is the directive of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ought to curse those people who are reviling, disgracing, insulting, and assaulting the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this, in essence, if you study, this is the ploy of shaitan, the nafs, and the enemies of Islam to attack the fundamentals and foundations of Islam. Sometimes against the Risalat and Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like the Qadianis, they say, Allah forbid, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not the final Prophet of Allah. He was not the Khatibun Nabiyeen. Whereas Allah Ta'ala mentions this clearly in the Quran Park. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it clearly in the Hadith, Ana Khatibun Nabiyeen. The words are mentioned, ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim min rijalikum, walakin Rasulullah wa Khatibun Nabiyeen. Ana Khatibun Nabiyeen. Clearly, emphatically, most, without any shadow of doubt, here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, last and final prophet, and here the Qadianis come with another prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were intact and preserved, and this comes under the purview of this verse where Allah Ta'ala says that we have safeguarded the Quran, and we have revealed the Quran and safeguarded the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Commentators mentioned here, safeguarding the Quran means safeguarding the meanings of the Quran, the explanation of the Quran as well, which is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are also intact. Then you find groups, the deviant groups, some of them, like the Parvez, etc., don't accept the authenticity of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you find others again that attack the foundations of Islam and try to take away the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their authenticity, their reliability, their trustfulness and truthfulness, and their iman and their sacrifices, and the great credibility, they try to take that away, ma'azallah, like the Shias who say that they are negated from Islam, they had left the pale of Islam. So if the companions, ma'azallah, Allah forbid, left the pale of Islam, how did Islam reach the Ummah? How did the Quran and the Sunnah reach the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they were omitted in between? So these are all attacks against Islam and attacks against the fundamentals of Islam, the foundations of Islam. And the attempt is to take the people away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very wary. These are not basic ikhtilafs of the imams, of Imam Hanifa, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. They, we believe, all of them, their ikhtilafs are proper in the light of the Quran and Hadith. And that is why that was tolerated for so many centuries. Over 12 centuries, you never found a person who said Ameen loudly and a person who said Ameen softly, having a fight about it or an argument about it. Accepted. Why? It's within the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of our mashayikh say so beautifully. There are different Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that all the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though maybe they may be outwardly contradictory, all of them must be such that they must be practiced upon. That is why we find this mazhab have come about. However, Allah ta'ala knows the reality of this, but just to say, to bring to our attention that this difference is not like the difference between the Hanafi and the Shafi and the Hanbali and the Maliki, no. There's a difference, the fundamental difference between the Muslims and those people that follow not the Quran and Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are under the art of the fall of Islam for many, many reasons. However, we should conscientize ourselves about this because we are not used to hearing about this because these people have not come to our shores. Allah Ta'ala has kept us safe. Now this danger is lurking within us. We ought to recognize them and we ought to acknowledge that there is a vast difference between them and us, and we bury and save ourselves. We have spoken at length about their aqidah regarding the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in general. And as I mentioned, there's a consensus in the ummah that the greatest people after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba. And as we mentioned also earlier, there can be no wali of Allah, no pious saint of Allah, or all of them put together cannot come close to the companionship or the companions of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we had also mentioned there are different ranks of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's consensus in the ummah that from the companions after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most high ranking is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There's consensus regarding this. There's no opposition, no in Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the greatest Sahabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest are the Sahaba. And from the Sahaba Ikram, the greatest among them is Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a consensus regarding this. But here also we find the Shias, Mu'azallah, the words that they mention here are too terrible to mention regarding Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In essence, they also believe, Mu'azallah, that he renegated from Islam, he usurped the rights of the Khilafat and the wealth, etc., and he had gone away from the deen of Islam. If you wish to look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, let us look historically. Who was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu? He was a very prominent personality from the Quraysh in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He had a great amount of wealth, he had a great amount of popularity and acceptance in the people. He was really a trustworthy person. Some say he was like the Qazi al-Quzat, the chief justice of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Some say he was so trustworthy, people used to come and leave their trust with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. He is traveling and he's in Sham somewhere and he sees the dream. And he goes to one person to interpret the dream. It is told to him that there will be a person in Makkah al-Mukarramah who will be the prophet, who will claim prophethood, and you will be the first person that will accept Islam, and you will become his Khalifa thereafter. He says, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had claimed prophethood, he was out in Safar. When he had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, while the prophethood in summary wise is mentioned, that he asked, O Prophet of Allah, what is the proof of your prophethood? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, the dream that you had seen. The dream that you had seen, without informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him this. Some riwayat you get that when Islam was offered to anyone in this ummah, anyone it was offered to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that accepted without any hesitation was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That is why he got the companion of Siddiq. The one that was most truthful, the one that accepted at the very first moment the Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his link with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he was a friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even before prophethood. He mentioned he used to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the morning, in the evening, almost daily he should visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he accepted the deen, he was the first person in this ummah to accept the deen of Islam, to say La ilaha illallah, or to say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah, wa ashhadu annaka Muhammadur Rasulullah. The first person in the ummah was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was a close companionship like a shadow with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his lifetime. Times of difficulties and hardship, in the time of challenges, in the times of dangers, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a moment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him that exclusive sahabi to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is yaqulu li sahibihi, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companion, all of them are his companions, and Rasulullah, Allah ta'ala here mentions, he's the only sahabi that is used, these words are used, that he's the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is engraved in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, is saniyasnayni idhuma fil ghar, is yaqulu li sahibi la tahzan. When they were in the cave, he was the second of the two, and Rasulullah told him, يقول لصاحبه ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told his sahabi, his companion, لا تحزن, do not grieve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. The Mufassirin mentioned, this is the only sahabi with the word sahabi or sahibi is mentioned regarding him in the Holy Quran. And in so many hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about him. Together with that, we found that throughout his life, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of danger, especially in the time of hijrat, when people are out to take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those that are accompanying him, he had supported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was his companion. And together with that, we find that when he passes away also, he becomes the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, buried right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned in the riwayats that the first person after the earth will split open will be myself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he will be the first person that will come out of the earth. One riwayat is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he entered the masjid and with him was Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu. One was on the right hand side and one was on the left hand side. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held their hands and says, Hakada nub'athu yawm al-qiyamah. This is how we'll be resurrected on the day of judgment. In other words, the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is witnessed by the world in his time. Witnessed now by the Ummah for so many years. He's right besides Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all witness this when we go to Madinah al-Munawwara. We send salams to Rasulullah, then to Rasulullah and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that this is how we'll be. And in other riwayats it's mentioned, when it comes to his end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Anta sahibi fil ghar wa sahibi ala al-hawz. You are my companion in the cave, and you are my companion on the Hawz al-Kawthar. You will be my companion. One riwayat is mentioned, Jibreel salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, O Abu Bakr, Jibreel salatu wasalam had come and taken me and showed me the door wherein my ummah will enter into paradise. He said, O Prophet of Allah, how I wish I will be with you. He said, Ama innaka ya Abu Bakr, awwala man yadkhulu al-jannata min ummati. O Abu Bakr, behold, you will be the first person from my ummah to enter into paradise. You will be the first person to enter into paradise. Some riwayat is mentioned that Jannat will yearn, every door of Jannat will yearn for some persons to enter into paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the glad tidings, O Abu Bakr, you will be one of them. You will be the person that even Jannat, every door of Jannat will yearn, that how I wish this personality can enter paradise through me, so that I can be honored. This is the position of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr and Umar, Sayyida kuhuli ahli al-jannah, min al-awwaleena wal-akhireena, illa al-nabiyyina wal-mursaleen. Or kama qala al-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the leaders of the people that were elderly that were going to paradise, the leaders are Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, fil awwaleena wal-akhireen. They will be the leaders among the people of the first people that have come and the later people that will come. The leaders in paradise of the people or elderly people that enter into paradise will be Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So here, ample evidence in the Quran and Hadith about the great position and great merit of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as far as his sacrifices is concerned, as far as his companionship is concerned, as far as his support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the one Hadith, إِنَّ مِنْ أَمَنِّ النَّاسِ عَلَيَّ فِي مَالِهِ وَصُفِي صُحْبَتِهِ وَمَالِهِ Abu Bakr. The person that was most generous as far as his wealth is concerned, as far as his companionship is concerned, was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ كُنَّ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. If I was to take somebody as my bosom friend and close friend, I would have taken Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, normally the greatest friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, as far as reliance is concerned, as far as help is concerned, as far as trust is concerned. وَلَكِنَّهُ أخوة الإسلام ومودته. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I extend to him, he is my brother in faith, and my muhabbat and love is for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some riwayat is mentioned, وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخِي وَصَاحِبِي. But he is my brother and he is my companion. This is the position of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the person that made the greatest amount of favor and service to him as far as his companionship is concerned, as far as wealth is concerned, was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, there were many people. There were people, we understand the gist of the hadith, there were people that had supported Islam or they had did a favor towards me and I have repaid them. Except Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, yukafiha Allah biha yawm al-qiyamah, or kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the favors and the ihsan and that the good of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay him on the day of judgment. So this is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the person that Shia speak against. And what are the reasons they give, ma'azallah? The wealth of Abu Bakr, he was out to usurp the wealth. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, anybody in the ummah that gave any service, greatest amount of ihsan in his wealth and his companionship was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At the time of Hijrah, it is mentioned, he had taken all the wealth and went. And he had just left when his father, Abu Quhafa, had mentioned to the daughters, there is no wealth that's given here. They had taken some pebbles and passed it over his hands. This is what he has left for us. He had taken all his wealth in the service of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spent entirely everything. Together with that, we know that on one ghazwa, when the appeal is made, Abu Umar radiallahu anhu had thought that I will surpass Abu Bakr today. He had come with half of his wealth. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had come with all his wealth, had come with whatever he possessed in the name and the service of deen, service of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had given away even his clothes, is mentioned, and it's mentioned that even the angels had imitated the clothing of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on that day. And glad tidings had come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is wearing the sack here and he's got thorns here. The angels are wearing the same dressing of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed his happiness for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That person that was so wealthy, he sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the deen of Islam. And here we find a nation saying, a people saying that he wanted to usurp the wealth that was there, wanted to usurp the position that was there of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The position of Abu Bakr was given directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are there one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I do not know how long I will stay with you, but after me, follow Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu. In his lifetime, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes him the Amir of Hajj and sends him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not go, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go for Hajj except in the 10th year. In the 9th year, he makes Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu the Amir of Hajj and sends him. And the Musalla of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes him the Imam, command Abu Bakr, Wuru Abu Bakr yusalli bin Nas. In the ayats, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are replete where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wuru Abu Bakr yusalli bin Nas. Command Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and not one salat and two salat, about 17 salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he is the leader of the ummah. The Umar radiallahu anhu knows more about the ummah, about Abu Bakr, or all these people put together, or all the ummah put together. He says, Abu Bakr sayyiduna wa khayruna wa habbuna ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu says, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is our leader. Sayyiduna wa khayruna is the best from amongst us all. Wa habbuna ila Rasulullah, and the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet in another riwayat is mentioned, somebody came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha radiallahu anha. And from the men, he says, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And one riwayat mentioned, who's the most beloved to you? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then Umar radiallahu anhu. Then it continues, the hadith continues. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions here, the most beloved to him from the ummah is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this khilafat was given to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, so to say. We find here indications directly in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we find that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was to become the leader. Once a woman had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding some matters. Thereafter she said, if I come and do not find you, she says, Fa'ati Abu Bakr. Come to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nominating Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu after he leaves this dunya. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was not only that he spent all his wealth, it is mentioned that he was a cloth merchant. And when he had become Khalifa, then at that time he wished to continue with his business. It was told to him, you have the matters, the administrative matters of the state now, and you will be conducting your business, you will not be able to do so. You might as well take some sum from the Baytul Mal. It is mentioned a meager salary was took for him from the Baytul Mal, and he was given this. But before he left this dunya, he made wasiyat that whatever was taken from him, whatever meager amount was taken from him, should be repaid to the Baytul Mal after he leaves this dunya. This was his attitude when it came to wealth. This was his attitude when it came to his life and his simplicity. If you look at his generosity, he was second to none. People could not come close to the generosity of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And his position was so lofty that people like Umar radiallahu anhu, such a great person, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there was a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu anhu. Such a great personality that Shaitan had vowed in the Quran, لَأَقُدَنَّهُمْ سِرَاتِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that I will stand between the straight path, between the people, between me and the straight path, I will become an impediment. And I will come to the people from the right and left and from the front and back. When he came to Umar radiallahu anhu, if Umar radiallahu anhu is walking in one gully in one street, shaitan would not dare to come there. He will choose another part. This was Umar radiallahu anhu. What does he say? He says, I wish that my entire actions will equal to just one day of action of Abu Bakr and one night of the action of Abu Bakr. Who? Not an ordinary person. Person like Umar radiallahu anhu, who Rasulullah s.a.w. says, the Nabi after me, that had been Umar radiallahu anhu. And that person, when he brings Iman, then Jibreel s.a.w. had come down and said, today, O Prophet of Allah, even the angels are happy on the Imam of Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, I wish my entire actions were equal just to the actions of one night of Abu Bakr and one day of Abu Bakr. And what is that night of Abu Bakr? There's no time to go into the details. That night when Rasulullah had migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had carried Rasulullah on his shoulders. He was that exclusive Sahabi that was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his noble task of accompanying Rasulullah and had endangered his life. The people that would go out were looking for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who's with him, they would not have spared Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but he was prepared. He was waiting for that day, and there's great details in the hadith, how he had prepared the conveyances, how happy he had grown, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, has the order come for hijrat? He said, yes, O Prophet of Allah, will I get the companionship? How he expressed his happiness to go with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, he went into the cave. He accompanied Rasulullah. Some people say that he used to walk sometime in the front and to fear the enemy from the back. He used to walk at the back. Then he should fear the enemy from the front, restless for the protection of Rasulullah. Comes to the cave. He told Rasulullah that you stay outside. I'll go inside and clean the cave. And I will check the cave. It's completely safe and clean for you. He goes inside and cleans the cave. He fills up all the holes in the cave. And some rewards mentioned there were two holes. Where he puts his feet there and asks Rasulullah to come inside. And Rasulullah enters, and Rasulullah rests and sleeps on the lap of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is mentioned that while he is in this state, then the scorpion stings Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He did not move, did not dare to disturb Rasulullah. Imagine on one hand, the emotions of pain, how severe that pain may be, where the poison is injected from the scorpion. And on one side is this emotion, the other side is the emotion of love and respect and honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine that this pain, the emotion of pain, could not overtake those emotions. He could not move himself. He did not move himself, lest he will disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His tears, because of that grief and difficulty and hardship, fall out from his eyes and fall on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Oh Abu Bakr, what is wrong? Oh Prophet of Allah, I have been stung. Rasulullah takes his Mubarak saliva and he puts it there and becomes an instant medicine for the cure of that wound of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. As Umar radiallahu anhu mentions this, that this is that one night. How I wish that all my actions are given and I get this, just this one amal of Rasulullah, of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, how he had supported Rasulullah on that day, on the day of the cave. And this was for 3 nights. Thereafter, he says, as far as the day is concerned, the action of what that one day when Rasulullah have left the dunya, how Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as firm as a mountain where some people had renegated, and Rasulullah and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, that will the deen decrease and I will be alive? No, never happened. I will wage a war against those people that deny zakat, etc. Even if there is one sting, some rewire, one sting, a piece of sting and a thread that was given as zakat and people refuse it, I will fight against them in order to ensure that Islam remains like it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says that steadfastness of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which safeguarded the deen of Islam after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this dunya. If only I had that one amal of that one day and this one night, I would prepare to exchange all my actions for that day and one night. This was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So people who speak ill about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how far have they strayed away? That person that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, huwa sahibi. Allah ta'ala says, sahibu fil ghar. That person that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, anta atiqullahi minan nar. You have been freed from the fire of Jahannam, O Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And these people, ma'azallah, say clearly, in no uncertain terms, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ma'azallah, is in the fire of Jahannam. How far have they strayed from the Quran, from the Hadith, and from the right path? It's for us to make it absolutely clear for us to judge this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and give us the tawfiq to honor the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like we're supposed to honor them, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expounded in the hadith and explained to us what is their real position. We should honor them in that manner, and we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise their status. They are the people that carried out all forms of sacrifices, and their wealth was meant nothing to them. Their life meant nothing to them. There's so many other incidents of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Just when they had accepted Islam and when they had given the first sermon, how people had mercilessly beaten him. People had feared for his life. Had feared for his life. He had become so sick. But the first words is mentioned after he had recovered. The first words he said, "How is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" This was his allegiance, his love, his loyalty, his faithfulness for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to acknowledge this and to remember this at all times, and to go far away from those people that try to belittle him or try to revile him and try to insult him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.